Last Monday night at Don Ramon's restaurant, a group of people who had been involved in MCC in the 1980s gathered together for dinner. And it was in the church bulletin, perhaps you saw it. And we invited anyone who was attending MCC in the 80s, whether they were coming anymore or not, to come together for dinner, to share stories and photographs, to remember, to celebrate, and to connect with one another. And it was a wonderful event. There were about 45 people who came and lots of pictures. We all got to pick one picture that we wanted to remove forever from the archives. Many of these pictures went back even earlier than into the 70s. But it was a wonderful time of remembering people who were there and people who had left that we didn't know where they were anymore and people who had died. All of that we gathered in that restaurant for a meal. And we felt connection with them. We gather here every Sunday, and we feel that same connection with the people who've gone before us, people that we don't know where they are, the people who live now with God, people who come here week after week. But this table is always here, and it has always been a place of communion, not only with God, but with each other, a place where time collapses, where past and present and future are all experienced at once. And on this anniversary day, we celebrate one of the most radical things that MCC ever did. And I don't know what it has to do with our being gay or lesbian or not. I can't even tell what it is exactly. But we say that when we gather at this table, everyone is welcome to come to it. And that may not sound radical, but you know, the practice in 99% of Christian churches is that this table is the sign of who can come and who cannot come. It's the very symbol of the in and the out. And I think MCC's contribution to Christianity is manyfold, but not to mention our sense of style is one, but I think equally important, our contribution to Christianity is that we have re-imaged this table, and now it's the symbol of the place where everyone is welcome, and not the symbol of who's in and who's out. That's what we celebrate today, too, 24 years of an important insight that I believe is helping to redeem Christianity. God is with you.
And also with you.
Let us lift up our hearts.
We lift them up to God.
Let us give God thanks and praise.
It is a good and joyful thing to do.
It is a good and joyful thing to do always and everywhere to give you thanks, loving God, creator of the universe. We give you thanks for all of the witnesses who have gone before us, people that we love, people whose names we remember at this time, as we name aloud the people who have been a part of this community, past and present, living and living with God. Mercy for our creation and for our calling with loving and joyful hearts.
In your name.